You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 8 and verse 19. Then they asked him, "Where is your father?" "You do not know me or my father," Jesus replied. "If you knew me, you would know my father also." I must confess that this is one of the passages in the Bible that is quite frightening. It is frightening because here are men standing before Jesus, looking at him, but yet they don't know him. Brethren, we know Jesus only by revelation. I know some of you will wish that you were around when Jesus was physically around. I tell you the truth, it would not have made any difference. People walked with Jesus, saw his miracle, saw his power. They didn't believe in him. These were men talking with Jesus, mouth to mouth. The Bible says they asked him, "Where is your father?" "You do not know me or my father," Jesus replied. "You don't know me. And you don't know my father." Yet, they are talking with Jesus, but they don't know him. You know, today, one of the questions I ask people is, "Are you born again?" Almost everybody says they are born again. By the time you probe further and you ask them, "So, how did you become born again?" That's when you will realize that most people in Christendom have no clue what it means to be born again. And then somebody say, "Well, when I was younger, I was baptized." Another person will say, "I used to serve God. I used to be in choir. I used to do this for God, you know." Somebody said, "Well, I came for altar call one day." You know, people simply do not know what it means to be born again. Some people will tell you, "Well, I don't do any evil and I go to church." All of that has nothing to do with being born again. Remember, the man Jesus preached that message of being born again to was a Pharisee. That man does not lie. That man does not commit adultery. That man does not take the name of the Lord in vain. The Pharisees keep the Ten Commandments like no man's business. And yet Jesus said to him, "Though you have come to acknowledge me that I'm from God, except you are born again, you won't make the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said, "We know you are from God." Jesus said, "It doesn't matter that you know that I am from God. Except you are born again by the water and the Spirit, you cannot see the kingdom of God." Brethren, this is so important. I pray you will humble yourself and ask yourself, "Do I truly know Jesus?" They were speaking with him, but he said they don't know him. I'm telling you today, people are preaching, but they don't know Jesus. Preachers. People are going to church every day. They still do not know Jesus. We know Jesus by revelation. We are born again by the Spirit. So there is so much confusion. When you try to explain to people that, see, this person is not born again. Do you know that? At the baseline of many marital problems in the church is that people have married people who are not born again, but who have assumed that they were both born again. So when you say, "See, this person is not born again," they're like, "He used to preach. He used to go to church. He's very gentle. He's very quiet." So people have all kinds of strange ideas about what it means to be born again. Again, I want to say to you, do you know Jesus? He said, "If you know me, you will know my father." When people truly come to know Jesus, one of the first things you begin to see is that their life is becoming like Jesus. I tell you, brethren, we can only know Jesus by revelation. Even Jesus told Peter, he said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven." I pray that you will not run this race in vain. I pray you will stop and check if you truly know Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.